decorative flap.
And I said, well, they're just there for decoration. They make your dress look pretty, you know. And she said, so I said, thought to myself, wow, you know, I could kind of, is this how our Christian life is? Does our Christian life serve a purpose? Or is our Christian life for decoration? Are we the same Christian out there as we are in here? Does our Christian life kind of stop inside here? Is it confined to this building? We talk about serving God and following Jesus, you know, and helping people, but do we? Do we really? Remember in Matthew chapter 22, beginning at verse 36, a Pharisee lawyer asked Jesus, "What is the greatest commandment?" And Jesus replied to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is likened to it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." I admit I struggle with that second part sometimes. I do try and I struggle. I admit it. You can pray for me. I would appreciate it. But let's be honest. Loving evil people who are mean and hateful, just to be mean and hateful, is hard sometimes. It really is. But let me ask you a question. Can we fulfill the first commandment if we don't follow the second one? Do we really love God with all our heart, all our soul, and all our mind if we don't love our neighbor as ourselves? That's the thing, loving our neighbor as ourselves. If someone says, in 1 John chapter 4, verse 20 says, "If someone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he does not love his, for he who does not love his brother whom he has seen, how can he love God whom he has not seen?" What John is saying here is if someone says they love God, but they fail to demonstrate their love for their fellow man, they're proving themselves to be a hypocrite and a liar. So does our Christian life reflect what Jesus teaches? I believe our Christian life better reflects his teaching, because we can't just be decorative Christians in this world. We have to separate ourselves from the world. We're in this world, but we're not of this world. I mean, look around at it. Look at all the evil in this world. Do we really want to be of this world? We have to be in it. Do we really want to be part of this world where everyone is their own God? You know, everybody has their own moral compass. Jeremiah 10:23 says, "It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps." Do we really want to be of this world? Well, if we're not following God's commandments, that's essentially what we're doing. Now, in Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, the Apostle Paul is talking about the wrath of God upon the corrupt, the unrighteous, the immoral, the ungodly men who constantly shun him. Now, let's listen to what the Apostle Paul says about these people, beginning in verse 29. "Being filled with all unrighteousness, sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful." And that's a pretty graphic illustration of immorality, isn't it? Do we want those to be our traits? If we don't follow God's word, essentially, you know, they kind of are. Are those the traits we want defining us as Christians? We call ourselves Christians. We have to act like Christians. Are those the traits we want defining our children, our grandchildren? Now, reading Romans 1, if you had never heard it, you would think it was describing people in today's world. But this was the first century. Evil has been in man's heart. It's nothing new. Ecclesiastes 1, One man says, there is nothing new under the sun. The only difference is today the devil has different tools. But the evil in man's heart, it's been there since the fall of man. It's nothing new. We are Christians. And by that very definition, we have a responsibility to God to obey his commandments, all of them. Do we portray Christian traits such as courage, generosity, respect, patience, forgiveness, humility, compassion, love? Or do we portray the worldly traits Paul described in Romans chapter 1? Again, do we serve the Lord, or are we just here for decoration? Tonight, if you're a Christian, you haven't been serving your purpose, or you need prayers, or whatever, the time to come forward is now. And if you're not a Christian, you have to hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized to wash away your sins, to walk in newness of life, and continue to live a faithful Christian life. So if there's anything we can do for you, please come forward while we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.